knows what loaded guns knows who dig. You dig.
Good old Clint Eastwood. Gotta love it. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show on Monday, on Veterans Day. How are you, Uncle Milty?
Yes.
What? That didn't sound really good.
Oh.
Yeah. That didn't sound really positive. Did you have a good weekend?
No.
No. Not even a good weekend.
No.
No. All right. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm trying to blank.
I feel like I'm talking to a woman. Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
No. Not okay.
No.
What brings you to this kind of state of being? What's going on with you?
I'm having a mental breakdown from the news.
This is daily. Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Okay. So what's got you? What's got you going?
It all has me.
Oh, man.
I feel like it's deja vu now, too.
Really?
Every day there's something. Like, I know we just recently talked about quagga mussels.
Yeah?
They're in the news
again. All the time. Oh, really?
They're in the news again.
Again.
There was almost 300,000 boat inspections in Utah in 2019 trying to prevent the spread of the quagga mussel that's already spread. They can't stop it.
Right, right. True.
So who did these 300,000 inspections and how much do they get paid?
Yeah.
300,000 boat inspections.
Was it that many?
That's what this said.
Oh, my gosh.
Nearly.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Not exactly three. Nearly 300,000 boat inspections.
I don't know. I'm surprised it's in the news again. This is probably the 50th time I've seen it in the last 5 years. So.
And it's worse every time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Somebody's getting rich off this quagga mussel thing. 300,000 inspections takes a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like 1,000 a day.
Yeah. It can't be that much. Are you sure?
That's what it says.
Huh.
It's actually not quite 300. It's 295,238, which is a 22% increase from the previous year.
Okay.
So more people are bringing their boats here.
All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I totally agree with Uncle Milty. What in the world? They do these studies and they pay for all this money and it's all this stuff that we already know.
Yep.
Why aren't they putting money into finding a way to clear out the quagga mussel and eradicate it?
That would be smart. That would be a little smart, wouldn't it?
Hear ye, hear ye.
She agrees with you. She agrees with you. Thanks so much. I love the phone call. Oh, boy.
Well, that helps.
All right.
Knowing I'm not alone.
Okay. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. It's Mary.
Hey, Mary.
This morning.
Hi.
Or actually, maybe it was yesterday. The Public Tribune wrote a story about Chris Stewart, our congressman, saying that he has only attended half of the impeachment hearings. He's a member of the Intel Committee.
Really?
He reminds us frequently about that.
Half.
And that he's only attended half the meetings. And I was reading a transcript. It was the one where Adam Schiff kicked out Congressman Getz, I think. And I, you know, watching this, I'm like, huh, I wonder why Chris isn't speaking up to defend his, you know, fellow Republican.
Sure.
Well, it could be that he wasn't there.
Exactly.
You know, that's disturbing that he went to half.
It is disturbing.
My gosh.
Yeah. And his spokesperson said, well, he's attended all of the ones that took place while Congress was in session.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the ones when it wasn't? I mean, those are the ones I worry about the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think we all look at that and we say, hey, wait a minute. You've got to be there. This is impeachment for crying out loud.
Right. Why? This is imperative. Yeah. Why is he not there and why is he not defending? Well, he doesn't.
Right.
He won't defend President Trump. He'll throw him under the bus at every opportunity. So,
well, whatever. He does speak up very mild. The statements he makes are very mild in support of the president. And it's just so frustrating. And then to compound it, Glenn Beck had him on the show. I didn't listen to this part because Glenn said, you know, Chris has attended all the meetings. He knows what's going on. Obviously, Glenn didn't know or didn't have the, you know, the Salt Lake Tribune story that Chris has only been there for half of them.
And Chris didn't admit it, right? Stewart didn't admit that. He didn't say, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no,
he didn't correct it. Okay. Yeah. Huh.
I don't know. I don't know if he corrected it or not, just because I didn't listen to that part of it. I have a job, too, so I have to go to work. But it's so frustrating.
Yeah, that is.
I understand the part. I'm running because I understand the priorities. Mm-hmm. I understand what's really important.
Right.
Now, if you have a death in your family, you know, a sick grandchild.
Well, that's one or two, though. That's one or two meetings, not half.
Yeah, yeah.
Half meetings.
Yeah.
Half the meetings means you don't want to be there. Right. To me, that's what it means to me. Yeah.
Because you might actually have to stand up for something.
Yeah.
And you might actually have to go to bat for a fellow member of Congress who deserves to be in the room.
Right.
Every bit as much as you deserve to be there.
Right. Hmm. And he's on the Intel committee.
Very,
wonderful.
Very frustrating.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm so glad.
And, you know,
you let
the
us
next
know.
Time we get reminded that he's on the powerful Intel committee, we're going to have to ask him. So that's nice for you.
Mm-hmm.
How does it benefit us?
Sure. You got it.
Especially when you only attend half of the meetings.
Yeah, that's
that
not okay.
Are about impeachment.
That's just not okay. You know, do your job. And if your job ends up being in meetings when you're not in Congress, well, too bad, you're making enough money. So there's no reason why they shouldn't be there, especially on that kind of issue. So
absolutely. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary. I'm glad you're running. Hey, Mary Burkett for Congress. Thank you.
Bye. Well, I frustrating. I think Mary's a little hard on him. The guy took a few days off when Congress wasn't in session.
Yeah, right. Missed half the meetings. Yeah. I love your sarcasm.
I knew he was trouble when the first time I saw his profile picture. Have you ever noticed he doesn't have a chin?
Well,
no, that means something.
Uncle Milty.
When you don't have a chin, it means something.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I just, you know, you just want your... It's this longing I have to have Congress people that are constitutionalists,
really?
That stand for something, that aren't just there to throw people under the bus, that are actually there to do their job. And, you know, all the things that he's been running on, Congressman Stewart, I see him using it to run, but I don't see him doing anything. And to not show up, there's no excuse for that. I don't care if they're doing meetings like that. They're not supposed to, but you know what? He needs to be there. He's in Intel. Give me a break.
Well, here's a picture. I mean, in the Salt Lake Tribune, he's standing for something.
What?
He's standing for a picture with the president.
And then he slyly sort of throws him under the bus. I don't like that kind of stuff. That doesn't sit right with me character-wise. I don't like it. And all of his comments, he doesn't actually stand up for the president. He uses him to get reelected.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't stand up for him. And I don't like somebody that's going to use somebody. And then what he does is he gives off these statements that kind of look like he's in his corner, sort of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then gives him the backhand, you know. And I just can't respect that. I'm so sorry. I'm a Republican that doesn't respect the kind of behavior that's coming out of that office. And I think it's disgusting that he uses him to get elected. So, because he'll go tell everybody that he supports him, and then he's consistently been throwing him under the bus for years. These last 2 years, 3 years, actually. He did it hardcore before the election. Hardcore he was out there. Going up against him. And that's just such lack of character to me. I can't imagine putting him back in office again. I'd take Mary. Mary knows how to do a great job, and she'll be very, very competent and good in that position. She really will. We need a shake up. Now, Burke, my gosh, his name, he's running for Congress. He just announced it. His name just flew out of my mind.
Here in our
yeah,
state?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ben McAdams. He's going up against Ben McAdams. Burgess. Sorry.
Yeah.
Burgess is running up there
Burgess
in that
Owens.
Seat. I sure hope they do the right thing and put him in. I think he'd be fantastic, too. Let's have a big shakeup. Let's make Utah again. Can we make Utah great again? Because I really think
was
that
it great.
It has been, and that's why I live here. But I just want to make it. I want to make it constitutional again. That's what we need, a new slogan. You know, making America constitutional again. That would be fantastic. All right. We have so much. It's Veterans Day. If you were at the parades, let us know how that went. I'll be coming back with some bumpers from our veterans, our World War II veterans. And we have a lot to talk about with PESTA. There's a couple of things in education going on. One program called Deep Equity that's really scary. Mm-hmm. Also, Rainbow Poppies. They wanted Rainbow Pop. We'll talk about that.
Rainbow
yeah,
poppies.
My dad's a veteran and does the poppies here and around town. You know what?
That's to honor all the homosexuals.
To honor all the veterans. And, you know, my grandfather, Pearl Harbor, Nashville, was on the Nashville. It was actually out of dock right before Pearl Harbor hit. And I went and saw Midway over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really good. It was a good movie. It was a great movie.
That was a great battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
If we'd have lost that battle, we would have been in big trouble.
We would have been sunk. Our West Coast would have gotten it bad. And it was actually, I think they did a pretty good job with it. And you can weigh in on that too, being Veterans Day. And in the last hour, we're going to hit the veterans stories and veterans things pretty hard in the last hour, by the way, on today's show. But I do want to talk to Dr. PESTA and you about the rainbow poppy situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't believe all the things that are turning into that. I'm so tired of seeing rainbows. I mean, rainbows being used. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of it in my face all the time. And it's just annoying. When we come back to, there was another repeat of an article that we're seeing again with 1,000 youth, homeless youth. What was that about again?
Yeah, I think that's, it's the same story, different shelter.
Wow.
That's basically what
it
is.
Yeah, they keep going with that number 1,000 in the school mm-hmm. district, and I don't think it's accurate at all because we'll talk about that when we come back. And then also they're asking for aid for the victims in Mexico. So we'll talk about that just mm-hmm. a little bit. And then, of course, the San Francisco, the new DA is the son of the Underground Railroad.
No, sorry. The Weatherman.
Yes, sorry.
The
Can
Weatherman
you tell? I just saw a Tubman.
Did
Tubman
you see that
trailer? No.
Oh, just the
I can't
trailer?
Stomach that one because I know they're not going to be honest in that story.
Well, they're already not honest.
Well,
even
I know
in the trailer,
but I know, and I just want them to be honest. It was like the all the stuff that they do. It just drives me crazy. But the Harriet Tubman one wanted to make it look like she was the founder, and that's nonsense. She was not the. She came in on the last 15 years of a 70-year thing, and they're. They're trying to put her face as the founder. No, I'm not going to go see that.
Well, the movie trailer says she saved hundreds.
She and didn't save hundreds.
She saved about 75 is what they
yeah,
estimate.
And most of them were family.
Yeah.
I just want them to be accurate. And it's okay. She was still great. Just be accurate.
No, I can't be accurate.
Ugh. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Thank you.
96-year-old Pete Dupree. He just sang for the ESPN-covered New York Knicks game, and they put that out there. I thought that was awesome. 96 years old, singing on that harmonica.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's seen a lot. 96
he's seen a lot.
Years old.
World War II.
He's seen World War I, too, didn't he?
I don't know.
Only 96. Yeah. He was a baby.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Happy Veterans Day to you. Welcome back to the show. Make sure that you get over to Auto Body Central. Make sure you get your car fixed over there. Any auto body that you need, they are the ones to do it. They'll get all the dings. Any accident, they'll come to your home. They'll assess your car, whatever you need them to do. StGeorgeAutoBody.com, StGeorgeAutoBody.com. And they really are good. They fixed my car. They did mine. And they've done a couple things for me. And they've just always been stellar in getting it right back to me and their communication, and they'll tell you what's what, and they're just so good when it comes to working with the insurance companies. And so they work with hundreds of them, and so they're the ones to go with. They have all the experience in the world, and they're just that good. ABC. So when you're in an accident, think ABC. I just get so touched hearing these guys. I've had a lot of veterans on the show through the years, and we're losing them. We've about lost them all. It's getting to that point, and it's a really neat thing to see. In fact, the ones I've had as guests on the show, they've just been amazing to listen to what they have to say about serving and about this country. And we'll talk way more about that, too, in the last hour as well. There were a couple of things. I know with the Mexico, with the murders in Mexico, there was a huge article asking for assistance. But I actually thought, I was actually a little surprised by that just because I thought that they were doing, you know, pretty well down there. I didn't know if I know people want to do something. I get that. And it's horrific what happened. And so I don't think anyone negates that. It just seems like it's kind of now when anything happens now, there's a GoFundMe account. And I wonder if sometimes maybe we ought to, if somebody can afford the funerals or can afford to do that, I think it kind of crowds out those that maybe can't, you know, and I just got the impression more or less that they were doing okay down there in Mexico. But sometimes I just feel like, you know, if you want to do something, I get that. But I don't know. I just seeing it every time something happens, and it can be anything going on right now. And I'm not trying to disparage, you know, giving to that family. It just seems strange that we're seeing it consistently all the time now. Well, and that's kind of a hard thing to bring up, I know, but
it is. And, you know, and I, of course, feel for this incident,
yeah,
too. I mean, nobody wants to see women and children be killed. But I did see something on the news today where they were showing, first of all, they own a lot of property down there.
Yeah.
You know, and the side of the entrance to their home, you know how the old-fashioned Texas ranches with the big gate.
I remember the Dallas show.
Yeah,
where they had the
family across the kind of like that, Le Baron.
Right, right.
And one of the family members who does not even speak English on the news saying, "We are not leaving our home. We don't care how much the cartel threatens us."
Wow.
Well, if that's their stance, I'm all for that. I mean, if you want to stay and defend your home, God bless you.
Right.
But then don't cry to me, you know,
if something
for the effects of that.
And they've been dealing with that a lot. I mean, they've had other incidences where family members were murdered. And I think at that point, I would probably not stay. I'd probably go back to the United States. And I know that you know, certain people were calling for Congress to do something else. But if they reside in Mexico, and I know this is a touchy subject because we're just post this event, this horrific event happening. So it was even a quandary on whether to even bring this up or not. But should you stay down there, given the circumstances and the safety circumstances? I wouldn't. I'd come back to the United States, I think.
But that's their home.
Right. I understand.
They've been there for three generations.
I understand. But given the events and given how it's not going away, you know what I mean? And there's little we can do over here if they're living in Mexico.
Right.
That maybe maybe this would be probably a good time then to say, you know what, it's getting too bad down here. Maybe this is not the place for us down here. And I get that they did not want to live in the United States, given the state of the polygamy that they're engaging in. But still, you know.
But we're not prosecuting it like we used to.
No, they leave people alone. Yeah. I mean, a little bit more than they used to.
Well, my gosh, if you can be a transgender, why can't you be a polygamist?
Well, that was their argument. That was their argument. It was like, now, why are you coming after us? Yeah. I mean, we're paying for our families, or we're trying to, be a decent citizen. You just don't agree with our way of marriage. I mean,
I thought it was against the law to disagree with somebody.
Yeah, right? Seriously, so true. And there was another article about the fact that they keep calling them, you know, Mormon. Well, they're not. They're a breakoff branch. They're not considered Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I am. I'm a member of that church. But just to call them Mormon, there's different breakoff groups, polygamous groups, and they're not. They're not Mormon. So, I mean, they might consider themselves Mormon, but the Mormon church would not agree with you. They're not Latter-day Saints. So
very similar to the way I feel about the lesbian Episcopalian priest.
Exactly. I mean, she might call herself something, but then other people are going, I don't, you know, that's probably not okay to be under the same umbrella. They might have some similar beliefs, but that doesn't make them my religion or what I practice. So, and honestly, that's even tough to bring up. And I'll say that just because that's kind of the littler part of that story.
Right.
And so then I look like a, you know, jerk for even bringing that up. But I hate it when the news can know better in this day and age, but they don't even try to make a story accurate. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They don't even try anymore. So.
Well, that wasn't even part of the story.
Well, it's just now they're saying, you know, they're kind of blaming it on so they could blame the victims, and how horrendous is that? But to blame the victims on, you know, you're part of this Mormon cult, you know, and I'm going, well, now wait a minute here. Let's there's some branch offs of articles on that just don't work for me and they're not accurate. So I don't practice polygamy, and LDS people do not practice polygamy. The breakoff branches do, but we always get lumped in together. So when people say, "Are you Mormon? You must be a polygamist," I just roll my eyes, because it's 5% of the religion did that 100 years ago. I mean, come on, you know, there's got to be a point in time where you go, "Can we just start speaking the truth, please?"
If I was LDS,
right,
and someone asked me if I was a polygamist, I would just look at him and say, well, how many wives would I have to be a polygamist?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure you would. There was another article, again, about the 1,000 youth. And what they're doing is they're saying 1,000 youth, and they keep saying it over and over again, are homeless, according to the school districts and stuff. The problem with that is that they're counting any kid that goes to live with somebody else.
Yep.
And I don't think that's right. That doesn't mean you're homeless. That doesn't mean you have obviously a home and roof over your head. That would actually make you not homeless. That means that somebody took you in, which is great, which is the right thing to do, which is awesome. Take somebody in. That's fine.
Doesn't count.
But why are they counting it that way? They obviously probably have a shower or a room, or they're sharing a room. I mean, I'm sorry, what about that screams homeless? Come on.
I'm going to say this because I'm so concerned with how I come across. Look,
right.
This is all about nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not dissing this organization. I don't know anything about them. I've never looked them up. I don't have. But it's promoting their organization.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to exaggerate the number of homeless to promote a nonprofit organization designed to help the exaggerated homeless, I have a problem with that.
I can't say I disagree with you. It's getting annoying because I know there's not 1,000 youth inside the school district that are homeless.
Well,
we just keep fabricating
them.
This number.
You'd see them sleeping on St. George Boulevard if there was 1,000
kids. You're right. You're so right. And they're not, obviously. And then who keeps coming out with the numbers? And you said this earlier when we were off air. It's like, well, the shelters. Well, why do you think they're doing that? Well, money. Come on. Hi, caller. You got about a minute. Sorry to do that to you.
Hey, Kate. Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned talked about this already. What about our local Jesse Smollett case?
Our local what?
About the gay guy that got beaten up.
I don't know.
The gay guy that got beaten up.
I have no idea.
That in St. George News?
I have not. I missed that. I missed it.
Yeah,
and I sad to hear that.
A guy in St. George got beaten up by three guys. They said it was because he was gay.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that. I mean, you know, incidences happen all over the place to everybody, depending whether people are gay or not, or religion or color.
Right.
You know, I think it will always happen in America. There's not much we can do about that. And I that's sad. That's really sad that that happened. Sure. But I have a feeling it'll be used.
Story. It's just the one biased story. They haven't even asked the other question of, did it really happen, or how did it happen, or any of that?
Interesting. All right, I'll look into that.
Really,
thank you. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up to me. Thank you. I have a feeling it seems as though a lot of stories do get used for a broader picture at hand, and I'm not saying that one is. I don't know enough about it yet, but I have to say that, you know, stuff happens every day. It always has. There's not much we're going to be able to do about that. You can't root that out. Some things will happen to people.
Yep.
It's not happening daily. It's not happening in every corner and every pocket, but sometimes things will happen. Anyway, and it's sad, but it will. Yeah. Hi, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
They sent him to Afghanistan and then into Iraq. The bullet that came speeding out went deep into his back. He hit the ground, but his grenade found enemy on track. He ain't gonna jump no more. Just the last one. Glory, glory, what a hell of a way to die. Glory, glory, what a hell of a way to die. Glory, glory, what a hell of a way to die. He ain't gonna jump no
more. That was, welcome back to the show. That was World War II veteran Vince Speranza. Getting up there in years and singing with the Paratroop, the Paratroopers. That's the Paratrooper song,
mm-hmm.
Blood on the Risers. So I wanted to share that with you. There were some troops standing around. They were all singing that song. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Happy Veterans Day. And, of course, a lot of veterans in my own family. And you're a veteran.
Yes, I am.
Chris Ann Hall's a veteran. I mean, my gosh. Dave's a veteran. My word.
There's so lots of veterans here.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet as well. If you need to lose some pounds, they're the way to do it. With Thanksgiving approaching and Christmas, you know that this is the Eat Fest time of year. So make sure that you are getting some help, because with appetite suppressants or just getting a handle on your health right now, I did a great health show on Friday talking all about cancer, what people should be doing for RA, all the way to rheumatoid, all the way, I mean, even MS. I mean, whatever the case may be, you've got to go get those podcasts and listen to those. There was such great information on those podcasts, and I'm still getting questions by email all through the weekend. You know, what fruits are we supposed to buy organic? Strawberries, corn, spinach, yes, apples. Those are the ones that are supposed to be organic. Anyway, it was a great show, and in order to get on top of your health, Dr. Diet's a great way to do it, and they'll really direct you on what you really need to do. Whether it's 20 pounds or 200 pounds, it's usually the same issue. And so they'll help you. And they helped me, and I loved it. So that's why I tell. That's why I always talk about it on the show. Anyway, welcome back. We'll take your calls. You know, I know we're bringing up a lot of, like, tougher subjects today that a lot of people probably have a harder time. I don't know. I guess that's just what we do, isn't it? You know, sometimes that you don't hear people saying certain things, and you think, am I the only person thinking this?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's a tougher show when you're out there just saying what's on your mind, knowing that it's going to probably get some people a little irate.
Yeah, there's always a confrontation when it's certain subjects.
I know.
The last caller called and brought mm-hmm. up something that I had not heard.
Right. So you were looking at this.
Yeah, uh-huh. So I looked it up, and I did find this story, and it's not much. I mean, it's a very small story.
Well, there wasn't a lot of details. This
not
was
a lot
a guy
of details.
That said that he was attacked, right?
Right. Okay. A guy said he was attacked mm-hmm. by three men who... and supposedly there was a good Samaritan down the street that saw the assault happening and came to his aid.
Oh.
But they don't give a description, really, of the attackers, just that they were wearing black and with black hoodies and black costumes, and one had a dress shirt tucked into his jeans. And that was, and they drove off in a big black Dodge truck. That's it. So they beat them up, and it was supposedly they started out saying a bunch of name calling because the guy's homosexual, and how they knew he was homosexual, nobody knows, you know. But not a lot of information.
You know, these incidences are extremely rare these days.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't, you're not going to find a lot. And I know that people out there, for some reason, they'll tend to more take this up as a sort of a political movement to further a cause. But you're always going to have incidences. And this was his side of it. I'm surprised that they didn't have a comment from the Samaritan.
No.
That stepped in.
They didn't. And the other thing is now is it's been 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been not another peep about it.
Oh.
In 11 days.
That's a long time. Yeah.
To not have another peep about it. So I find that a little odd. I mean, shouldn't there be some kind of follow-up on that?
You would think.
If there's guys running around town beating up people because they think they're homosexuals.
And who said it was because they were gay? Because sometimes, with a stranger, how would you
know?
The
victim said they somehow knew because their verbal attack insinuated that they knew. Like they said some pretty foul things, I guess.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but a lot of times, a lot of times when people are gay, they assume that everything that happens to them is because they're gay, but sometimes there's people that just don't know. I mean, I don't know all the time if somebody is or isn't, but in their mind, sometimes it can be just because of that reason. So
yeah, it's
that's why I point that out.
Called victim status.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So maybe they beat him up because they didn't like the way he parked his car.
Yeah, it's hard to know. Yeah, well, like when people get, they don't get their application taken for an apartment, and they can say, well, it's because I was gay, even though the apartment person might not have seen that. They're just looking at your credit, you know. That part of these kinds of things happening when we assume it's something, I always ask more questions because we assume an awful lot.
Do you think it would ever be justified?
What do you mean?
Well, what if a guy was sitting there having a beer and a homosexual came up and made a pass at him and he got upset about that and took a swing at the guy?
Right.
Is that justified?
Is it justified?
Yeah. I mean, does he have any right to be angry that a homosexual made a pass at him?
I think angry. I mean, I don't know, full-blown fight, but angry, yeah, sure. I mean, if he was mistaken or for somebody that might be interested, I mean, yeah, I guess somebody might be mad.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of reasons it could happen, but I just don't see that happening here in St. George.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that here.
Yeah. Well, I haven't either, and you know what? So have a lot of other cities haven't seen. I'm serious when I say when that whole cause was, you know, we're beaten up everywhere we go, we can't get jobs, we're, you know, I'm sorry, that's just a lie. That's just not true. It's not true.
It was true in 1918.
Well, I mean, it's just not. Anyway, I just when we see everybody's unkind, we need to be kind because of one incident. No, that doesn't mean everybody's being unkind because of one incident. It means that the three people, if this case was true, then those three people were unkind. Doesn't mean everybody else isn't being. But we get talked to like that. We get lectured to. We get, you know, these sort of political caused, you know, posts on Facebook, and you know, everyone's mean. No, not everybody's mean. We have to kind of check our you know, these statements we're saying at the door. I have to do that too sometimes with stuff I present too.
But it was on Halloween.
Yeah.
There's another
weird
thing.
Was he dressed up?
There.
You know what I mean? Like, what was the deal there? Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. I wish there'd been more follow up on the story, but there wasn't.
Over the weekend, did you buy your tampons without the tax?
Yes, I did. I saved 18 cents. And I am thrilled to death that I saved that 18 cents.
Our new tax bill for a bunch of conservatives, they sure caved, didn't they, to the us women, I guess, were so strong and independent, we can't afford the sales tax on our tampons.
Yeah.
So they took that off. Thanks. That just screams woman power. What is wrong with people? You know what? I can't believe they caved to that. They also have a pet tax going up that they're proposing too. And the pet tax is, I think, 4.8%, and that is all the services for pets. You guys, it won't be long. They're taxing every breath. I'm serious. You'll be holding your breath a lot because you know you're going to have to pay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Regarding this assault, this mm-hmm. alleged assault,
right?
It's quite possible that it didn't go anywhere in all these, what, week,
yeah.
11 days or long ago what happened, because the police determined that the complainant was unbelievable.
Maybe.
Or lying or whatever. I mean, it's an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
If you're caught get with your fingers in the cookie jar one way or another, I got beat up because I was gay.
Right.
Well, that's easy. And if the cops don't do anything about it in this day and age, probably the person's not being truthful.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, I don't know him. I don't know the situation.
Right.
But you would have thought there would have been a follow-up.
It's not worth putting a whole lot of blamp, you know, effort into unless it rises to the surface.
Yeah.
You know, then there's some merit.
Right, right. Thank you for that. Yeah. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So a young man killed himself, too.
Wow.
By making an explosive device in his garage and blowing it up.
How
in,
sad.
In New Harmony. How?
Sad.
What was he doing?
I don't know. I really, sometimes, you know, I mean, we do things. And this is why there's a lot of political causes out there that want to result in we can't ever have anything unfortunate happen, and we're going to root it all out by X, Y, and Z, you know? And it's ridiculous. There's no way we can. And people are going to do things like that, and there's severe consequences. And there's all kinds of things that will always happen, and that we can't root it down to nothing. Nothing's ever going to happen anymore. But the left does that a lot, I've noticed, that their causes are all about eradicating something. Well, you can't. So that would take the ultimate control, wouldn't it? It's all about control. Back to the tax bill, the tax reform. I don't know how else to say it except, and we touched on this on Thursday. You know, in order to raise taxes, they have to look like they're giving you back something. And that's exactly what that is, looking like they're giving you back something. They're going to be taxed. I just know they're going to be taxing services. They're going to be taxing everybody and everything they can get their hands on. And then they're all going to run again as conservative. What are you going to do? You going to put them back in? This is getting ridiculous. How do we call ourselves a conservative state if all we're ever doing is raising taxes mm-hmm. through bonds and through this kind of, lunacy? How do we call ourselves that?
Well, I just don't even know how they justify this tax on pet services.
I don't either.
Because what do they need that money for?
Yeah.
I mean,
because they can. That's why, in a sense. That's why they're doing it.
I'm already feeling bad because I am no longer taking my cat to the dentist. The extra 4.8
The braces didn't work.
It's a shame. Because he really likes to have his teeth cleaned.
I bet. I bet. Loves to sit in that chair cold.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, they'll tax anything and everything.
Yeah, apparently.
And they won't stop. So I don't know what we think is next. But, I mean, we could probably come up with some comical conclusions.
The House Majority Leader, Francis Gibson from mm-hmm. District 65, a Republican, said, "We're simply trying to diversify where our funds come from."
Oh, my gosh. Well, they accomplished
really?
That.
Well, how about a heavier toilet paper tax?
Something. Good gravy.
We're diversifying where our funds come from.
We laugh, but it's horrific.
We all realize that,
right?
You have to laugh.
Everybody's property tax went through the roof. Is anything going to get us to wake up and to stop with this nonsense? We're getting taxed through the roof. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing to me. This is why I read that article from the year 1900, in which it just basically, it talked about this kind of stuff. It said, we're taxed, and then we had to go and help, you know. And now, wait a minute, which is it? You're going to tax us or, you know, for health care? And I thought, how great was that? And this is just across the board with every kind of tax they want to do.
You know, my financial advisor has said many times, diversify your investments. He never once has said to me, diversify your taxes.
Diversify your taxes.
Diversify
those
taxes.
It's a new catchphrase. You just didn't catch on.
I mean, it
seems impossible, but it's true that people sit around in a room and figure out what's not being taxed that they can go after.
Yeah.
That's what's so pathetic about it. I don't have an ounce of respect. I don't have an ounce of respect for these people, because you know what? They steal, but they steal under the guise of service. And so everybody will thank them for their service. And what they're doing is stealing from you and I and figuring out ways to steal. What if somebody sat in front of your house and figured out all the ways they could come into your home?
Yeah.
Would you? They're the same thing. I mean, I have to do it by law here, but it's the same thing, you know? How many ways do you think we could come and take their stuff? Well, you'd probably feel pretty offended, wouldn't you? There's got to be a point in time when we all finally just say no more taxation, and this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But these people, what they do is they'll stay in office and they'll keep campaigning on this and keep lying to you.
Has it ever bothered you that the newer your car is, the higher your taxes are on it?
Yeah. It bothers me. A lot of things bother me. A lot of things on the taxation. Yeah. The fact that they employed a company called InsureRight and gave them the monopoly so they could make all millions of dollars having not a 1 ounce of experience in Utah. That bothers me, too. I've done a show on that. InsureRight. Anyway, I'll be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta.